I think 30 years from now, we will still be in the midst of a struggle with sulfate in wild rice. That's kind of discouraging to say that, but I think that's true.
Leonard Anderson lives in Cloquet, Minnesota. He's a biologist, and he spends a lot of time thinking about one plant in particular, wild rice. He's harvested the plant for most of his life, and even though it's not quite wild rice season yet, the plant and its health have been on his mind a lot lately.
You can expect this wild rice thing to not go away, and not go away for a long time.
Leonard is one of several people who make up a wild rice advisory work group. They've worked alongside the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency for the past few years to study the impacts of sulfate on wild rice. Sulfate is released in the wastewater of mines, and there are several across north central Minnesota, a place that also happens to have many lakes where wild rice has historically grown. Some are concerned that the release of sulfate by mines is contributing to a decline in wild rice.
We worked really hard for about 1 year with the MPCA to devise the experimental design for John Pastor at UMD and Nathan Johnson at UMD, and then Amy Mirabal from the main campus in Minneapolis set that up so that we could get some answers about, you know, what happens when you put sulfate into the water, what happens to the ability of that water body to produce wild rice.
Minnesota is the only state in the U.S. that has a water quality standard for wild rice, which currently allows an upper limit of 10 milligrams sulfate per liter of water. However, with the uptick in interest in copper-nickel mining in northeastern Minnesota in the last decade, that standard has come under scrutiny.
I'm John Langstein. I'm the commissioner of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The legislature passed a law that directed us to reassess the current wild rice and sulfate standard. So that law passed in 2011, and then there was funding to conduct some research, which we began then in subsequent years.
The researchers completed the work in December of 2013, and the MPCA has spent the first part of 2014 analyzing and reviewing the results. Their task is to take what they learn and recommend to either change the standard or keep it the same. Unfortunately, that's not as easy as it sounds. Here's Leonard.
If you're going to change 10 milligrams per liter to 8 milligrams per liter, that translates to millions of dollars that we're going to have to end up paying in the products that we get from the iron mines and from the copper mines. It's going to be added on to the consumer. So it's a big deal. If they come up with a recommendation that is too crazy on one side, they'll be sued. They come up with something too crazy on the other side, they'll be sued. So they're caught in a real tough position.
The MPCA had originally planned to release a recommendation at the end of February. Instead, they found that they needed to go back to the table and conduct more research with input from additional scientists. That means more time before anything is determined. Commissioner Stein.
It's like going to the doctor. More tests are always good, but I also know that you have to be ready to take the information you have and decide when and whether it's useful. The peer review that we'll be doing on our science is going to occur over this summer. Hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be closer to making a set of recommendations. Then the process of developing rules would follow that.
In Leonard's opinion, however, the research that has been conducted over the past few years paints a clear picture of what the MPCA should recommend as a standard.
The work that Dr. Mirabal, Dr. Pastor, and Dr. Johnson have done here for the state of Minnesota, when it's all interpreted together, paints a picture that sulfates are damaging to wild rice. And they've got, you know, the numbers and the statistics to back it up. And in my judgment, their numbers really support the present standard of 10 milligrams per liter, or very close to it.
Leonard's firm that the current standard will protect wild rice, but he also feels that people need to be aware of the economics of enforcing such a standard. His view is that if we want to have mining and wild rice, then we need to pay the real costs for protecting the environment, and we haven't been doing that.
if our society wants every kid to have three handheld electronic devices and also sell them to every kid in India and China, if we want that kind of a world, all right, then we're going to have to pay the true cost. But by lack of enforcement, we have allowed companies to make huge profits. We've allowed us as consumers to be completely destructive consumers and not pay the price. Nobody's paying the price. The price is being paid by wild rice and by our babies.
Whether the MPCA will maintain the standard at 10 milligrams per liter, or if they'll look to tighten or ease the standard, is yet to be determined. But either way, the standard is sure to have a big impact on Minnesotans and the future of wild rice in our state. For KFAI, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.